Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly. Keep taking
chances, living large. Hit it, hit it, hit it hard. JD, good morning, buddy.
What's happening, brother?
Good to jump on with us today. Glad to have you. First of all, boys, happy birthday to JD tomorrow. What's the big number, 60? What is it?
Big 6-0.
Big 6-0. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the club, my friend. The water's warm. Come on in. So what are you going to do on your birthday? Where are you traveling to?
Little John's graduate tonight from the University of Arkansas, and then I'd travel tomorrow back to Nashville and then to Birmingham for our Legions tournament.
Now, are you still doing all this traveling, most all of it by bus, by RV? Is that correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. Unless you have, I did see you on a private jet with you and Jocko were up in the front of the private jet. That's always nice to get that when you can, right?
Oh, no doubt. You know, our buddy John Daniels was back up here to Fayetteville to going to Little John's graduation, but then we get back into we're going to fly out of XMA to Nashville, pick the bus up. So for my birthday, I'll be driving the bus to Birmingham.
How crazy is it for Little John, for you to see Little John graduate college? Just the realization that just that time's flying by and all your kids are growing up.
That's unbelievable. I think I got to look in the family tree and cork fun the last time a Daly graduated from anywhere.
Well, that's awesome. We were today, as John, today is the birthday of the great Babe Ruth. And all of our guys in the studio, we were talking. You remind us a little bit of Babe Ruth. Has anybody ever told you that before? You know, your personality, you're, you know, sort of bigger than life. You don't care what anybody thinks. You hit the long ball. Has anybody compared you to the Babe with you before?
The Squire, Gene Saracen, always called me the Babe Ruth of golf. And I said, the only difference between me and Babe is he liked white vitamin D milk. I like chocolate milk.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was Chuck, if you brought that up, but I think that's a great example. JD, so one of the hot topics that's happened this weekend here in Arkansas, in Arkansas sports, is the elimination of men's and women's tennis at Fayetteville by Hunter Yurchek, the athletic director and athletic department. What do you think about that? Any concern there that, you know, they could target other sports like golf? What's your thought there on the tennis cancellation there?
Well, the tennis program has been really bad for a long time, you guys. I mean, it really has. And not just, you know, I was rooting for our Hogs no matter what, but the men and women's has been it hasn't been great. And, you know, it's tough. It sucks because, you know, tennis is a great sport, but I have no idea how that came about or anything. I just heard about it. I'm with Doc White. He told me about it. It saves up to $3 million a year for the university of other programs, I guess. I don't know.
What do you, John?
When's the last time tennis was good in Arkansas?
Chris, when's the last time? Chris's dad played tennis. He was also
early
80s. Yeah, put that mic a little bit higher.
Early 80s.
Yeah, so really, you know, back in the day, the greatest era, right, was
the
late 70s and 80s. Yeah, yeah. John, when we were up there.
Southwest Conference champs.
Yeah, I think that's, and not sure why we haven't been able to be better. It's let me ask you this. Have they asked you, John, for the athletic department at Hunter, have they asked you to help raise money for, like, the golf program or the athletic department in general? Has it been targeted to, hey, John, we need you to help raise money for golf? I know John Tyson obviously is a big supporter, but have they asked you to help actually raise money for that particular program?
Well, I used to, and I'm still willing to do anything for him, but I have a feeling with the basketball and stuff and the golf, I think Mr. Tyson takes care of that.
Yeah, somebody
said, I'm not 100% sure, but I mean, they don't ever seem to ask me. You know, I was just with Coach Brad last night. They came over, we had a nice Italian dinner for Little John's graduation thing. You know, I used to do a charity. I used to raise money for the Parks and Golf team.
Yeah.
I mean, we did it like 5-6 years in a row, raised some good money, and then all of a sudden, they didn't really need it. So, I got to believe they've got it.
Yeah, I would think if I had John Daly and do two things. One, you raise money and you bring awareness to the program. I think it'd be a great idea. Of course, you know, you do so much, you give back a lot, and I know your schedule's tough to do that. But I would think, why not? It gives it more exposure to the program. You had the Spring Red and White game this weekend. Did you hear any feedback from that? I was up there. I've been to watch some of the highlights of it, but did you get any feedback from that from anybody that was up there?
We won a game.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. And John, I will say this is that I think this team has more depth. I think this team is more organized, got a little bit more pep in the step. I think it's got a better coaching staff. I don't know if we have the horses yet. That's going to be the key. Is do you, even if you're better coached, do you have the Jimmys and the Joes to step on the field with Georgia and Utah and Texas? I don't know. I think that's yet to be seen. I think that was a question I think a lot of people walked away from, or a lot of people, I think the guys who cover it go, you know, they look well organized. I like the energy of Ryan Silverfield, but do they have the horses to get it done? So we shall see. Pat Bradley joins us now too, JD.
JD, got a question here. Outside of just asking you for money, has the university, whether it was, you know, 10 years ago, 20 in the 90s, have they ever asked you to step in and help recruit a player, whether any sport? Have they said, "Hey, you know, Coach Richardson, bring in and say, hey, JD, we're trying to lock down this guy. Let's go play golf with his father."
Yeah, good point.
I mean, a lot of times I've been out and I've met people that kids and I'll call, but I want to make sure I didn't offend any rules. If they were junior,
right,
I could ask for him for a coach to go see him, I guess, or whatever. But yes, I'll never forget with Coach Van Horn. I've met a kid in North Carolina, and he went to Coach Van Horn. Didn't thank you, JD. Didn't have anything to do with recruiting. He was recruiting him, but Coach didn't know this kid's dad was such a big fan of mine, and the kid was too. He said, "Well, if you're around, you come see games, I'll definitely come to Arkansas," and it's pretty cool. Doing it, I just don't know. All I've heard was that if he's a junior, you can call a coach and a coach can talk to him. But other than that, that's about all you can do, really.
Yeah, it's a great point, Pat. Yeah, you're taking advantage of
he's such an ambassador. He's such a popular figure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I do want to thank Honda Russell for sponsoring JD, John Daly, every week. And John's always, I tell you one thing about John. John understands his contractual and sponsor responsibilities. he's not missed. I give him credit. You know, he's been in this game long enough
pro.
The other thing, John, today's National Snoring Week. Big John Daly, I would imagine, are you a snoring guy? You sleep on your side, sleep on your back? You got a CPAP? What's the scoop?
Well, here's the thing. If you're sleeping and you're snoring, how do you know you're snoring? Because you're sleeping.
Somebody tells you. Anna tells you.
Yeah. Yeah, and Anna's a big snorer too. So
okay.
It goes both ways.
Yeah, so you're not you don't need the CPAP and all that kind of stuff. You don't fool with that?
I tried it. I can't. I get claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I just go nuts. And I'm tossing and turning all night long. So I'm having a feeling I'd choke myself if I kept going the way I was trying to use it.
Pat woke up. See what you say, Pat?
JD, I had a 10-foot hose on my sleep pad.
Yeah.
Just so I could toss and turn. And I woke up and things wrapped around my neck. I choked,
yeah,
so that choked me out.
JD,
yeah,
John, I don't know if you know this or not. When Pat comes to town to shoot his commercials and to get his work on his teeth and his hair, he stays at my house. We call it the Bradley bedroom. And it's almost as big as the Lincoln bedroom, JD. So it's pretty
It's got everything in there, JD. You got your private bathroom. You got the huge television. You got a sliding door out to where the hot tub overlooks the Arkansas River.
How about that? The Bradley bedroom.
That's all you need.
Why leave?
Well, we've been trying
to stay around.
We've been trying to get him to move back to Arkansas forever. JD, he's a busy guy.
I'm making the move, JD. I'll give you a heads up, brother, so you can prepare.
Well, listen, hey, have a great birthday tomorrow. Welcome to 60. You got a lot of living ahead, JD. Got a lot of living ahead. I wish you would take care of yourself and get more rest. But you go. I understand it, man. But I don't know if anybody goes harder than you do and is pulled in 1,000 different directions than John Daly. But I appreciate you. Obviously, baseball and softball is still in the mix. You know, you got a few more series for Razorback baseball. The women look like they're getting ready to – they're going to have a really good shot to be a super regional. So hoping this year is the first year we get to Oklahoma City. I think it's going to happen, JD. So, but anyway, the main thing, have a happy birthday tomorrow, my friend.
That'd be awesome, and the Hawks got regionals coming up for golf. So
that's right.
Let's wish everybody well. Go Hawks. Love you guys.
Love you, JD.
Love you,
go
JD.
Hawks.
Happy
Appreciate
birthday,
that.
Bro.
The one and only John Daly.